Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
Dan McNeil, Danny Parkins.
Here we go!
Afternoons on The Score.
How about them Cowboys?
Yeah! I'm good on the Cowboys.
Yeah, let's continue on that. That's the topic we started. I'm absolutely ready to be done with the Cowboys. The Rams this weekend is an easy one for me.
Rooting interest.
I would love to see the Cowboys get punched out because they're the Cowboys.
Did you guys see Jerry Jones bought a $250 million yacht? Did you guys see that story?
You've been reading about all that? You've been seeing that?
There are big lakes in Dallas for him to put that in?
I don't know where he has it stored, but that guy has a $250 million yacht.
Yeehaw! I'm a compensating.
I've never even looked into going at the boat show. I've gone to the boat show and looked at yacht, but
isn't available.
No,
the boat show.
No, I know this one won't be. This is more like a ship.
It's because there are holes in the water you throw money into.
I'm assuming.
Oh yeah.
At that price.
It can like sleep 30.
In his gambling and the lifestyle, and that boat, $3.2 million. I warned him. Has absolutely no resale value whatsoever.
It's got two helipads.
Sure, he's Jordan Belfort.
Yeah.
Those helipads, you just
Naomi.
Make sure they're harnessed down, though, if storms get bad. Because if they blow off of the boat when you're getting rocked in 20-foot waves out there, they're not going to help you.
No.
I can't go down there. It's funny. It's 3 feet of water down there.
I will not die sober. Get those boats.
Okay.
Go.
Okay.
Yo. Saddle up, lock and load.
The McNeil and Parkin Show, afternoons 1 to 6 on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
Thanks for hanging out with us, McNeil and Parkins, on The Score Friday before divisional weekend in the NFL. Some say the best weekend of football all year. I don't even think Championship Sunday is the best weekend of football all year. I love just the 17 NFL Sundays that we get because I love there's nothing better in sports to me than 10 or 11 games at noon.
This might have been the 2 weeks ago. Week 17 this year might have been as good as it got for week 17. 11 of the 16 games, and they all were played on Sunday. 11 of them had playoff implications. Teams trying to get there, teams trying to secure home field, seedings. It was a fabulous 17th week of the NFL season. I always have favored Championship Sunday, but if it's an NFL playoff game, I'll watch it. I didn't leave the room for T.J. Yates when the North Carolina State Wolfpacker upset the Cincinnati Bengals in the Houston Texans' first playoff win. That's when J.J. Watt burst onto the scene with his first national game and had an interception. He returned for a touchdown. And was absolutely, yeah, I'll watch all of it. Absolutely.
As will I. And, I mean, you got to cherish it because it means football's almost over. Right? We had four games, then two Championship Sunday games, and then the Super Bowl. We got seven NFL games left.
Eight. Pro Bowl.
Okay.
You're right. There's seven games left. Seven games left.
Seven
games left, and then we start watching the Underwear Olympics at the end of next month in Indianapolis.
Oh.
If you're interested in the Combine.
With the Bears not having a first or second round pick.
Yeah. 20 years, more than 20 years, exactly. More than 20 years ago, Danny, I suggested football was becoming, and largely because of fantasy, I think, but football took over 25 years or so ago, and no one's caught up, gotten the same area code with it since. I suggested a round-the-clock network for football coverage, and Terry said, Boers, what in the world would you do with that? In February when the season's over, and I said, Combine. You would go to the Combine. You would go to the Senior Bowl. You would do profiles on players. A Football Life was born for NFL Network.
So you invented the NFL Network.
Without earning a dime.
Damn.
I know.
That sucks.
That one got away.
That's
one that got away.
Man, everyone has those things too, or like their friend. I got a buddy who swears that he invented the Snuggie. He's like, I had a blanket with a hole in it, and then I was playing video games, and it was just an amazing way to play video games.
Like the computer geek in The Italian Job who claimed he founded Napster. Are you a fan of The Italian Job?
The Italian Job's fine.
I founded Napster!
Can you please refer to me as Napster?
That's right.
Going forward? Yeah. Seth Green? Seth Green?
Seth Green. Very good. Yes. My son and I watched that the other night for a little bit.
Entertaining. Not the best movie in the world, but entertaining.
The boat scene at the beginning of the movie, the chase through the channels.
Yeah.
Is fabulous filmmaking. I was just so, spoiler alert, Donald Sutherland died early in the movie, and that bummed me out.
Very early.
But yeah, Charlize Theron and Mark Wahlberg, and Jason Statham, is that how you pronounce it?
Statham? Yeah, Statham.
Okay.
No R.
They were terrific individual performances, but it was a comic book.
Right, totally implausible.
Yes, yeah, that's absolutely asinine. But they all looked good, too.
Oh, yeah.
Charlize never looked better than in that film.
It's a good-looking cast.
It is.
Yeah, it's a good-looking cast all around.
I just, you know, blind draw, I'll do it. Bring him in.
I'm sure you would.
I don't care.
I'm sure you would. All right, so we made our plays early.
What's this show content debate?
Well, okay, so you got a message about, because we had Anthony Munoz on. We'll start from the beginning. We had Anthony Munoz on, and he was on promoting earlier in the season the Ford Offensive Line of the Week. You love offensive line play. We both loved Anthony Munoz, so he was coming back on again. Shep says, you want to have Anthony Munoz on? We say, yes, we loved having him on the first time, one of the greatest offensive linemen ever. You say, what's he pitching this time? Shep says, Ford. Well, comes around for the interview, he's promoting the Ford Hall of Fans, which is basically a football fan hall of fame.
Right.
And there are six finalists, and Bearman is one of the six.
Mm-hmm.
And you then ask the question, should we have Bearman on? And I immediately said no.
Wait a minute. I didn't ask the question until Bearman reached out to me.
I'm skipping ahead.
Yeah, okay, you are apologies. Skipping ahead. He reached out to me, as it turns out.
Humble brag, Mac.
Yeah, jeez.
Pick that name up.
He invented the NFL Network, and he's got a direct line to Bearman.
You may not know this, but he and I have been Facebook friends. Yeah, we're Facebook friends.
Kind of a big deal.
He can message me. If you have a Facebook friend, you can message them unless you program it. And I let all of my Facebook friends message me. I don't block anybody unless they have a reason to be blocked, like sending me religious stuff, Carol. Don't need it. And he said, I'd love to do your show. You know, I'm one of six finalists, blah, blah, blah. And I got back to him. I wrote back to him. And as it turns out, he and I are both Northwest Indiana natives, and he's not living there anymore, but he grew up not far from where I'm living right now. And I said, I've never heard you on the air. I said, if you can be funny, if you could tell an entertaining story, if you're going to be nervous, it's not going to work for you. You will not get votes. It will not help your cause if you're bad on the radio.
Yeah.
And Bearman sent me air checks. I haven't looked at them yet. I haven't opened them up, but he sent me two or three interview clips he's done. I think they're all television. And I didn't really get into it last night because I was watching a movie with my wife. So I saw he had gotten back to me. There's more messages. I have at least two more waiting from Bearman. So
wow.
I got to plow through Facebook over the weekend and see what else is on his mind.
So there's a Bronco fan, a Cowboy fan, a Dolphin fan, a Lion fan, a Steeler fan, and a Bear fan. And listen, it's a big time promotion, right? Like they had Hall of Famers show up at their house and surprise them. So, you know, Urlacher showed up for Bearman, and Irvin was there for the guy from Dallas, and Barry Sanders was there for the guy from Detroit, Bradshaw in Pittsburgh, Marino in Miami. So they're pulling out all the stops.
Are you reluctant? I think I know the answer to this question, but I'll ask it anyway. Maybe I'm wrong. You think super fans are just idiots, right? Why would I waste my time on my radio show talking to a guy in a rubber bear's head with a plank jersey on?
Whatever makes you happy, listen, he hasn't missed a home Bears game in 33 years. Awesome. Like, you are a super fan.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Neither is Chet.
Not good. Great. Grand. Wonderful. It's just, you know.
So he came on after Super Bowl?
Yeah, see, yeah, a little late to the party, huh? Johnny come lately.
I like that, Tammy.
Interesting.
I like that. Yeah.
Interesting.
Plank jersey, and you didn't even have a Wilson jersey.
Hmm.
Fake retro Bears fan.
Now, listen.
I don't care if we have him or not. I mean, I try to do the guy a favor. If he's good on the air, I'll talk to him for 10 minutes. We're in the dabbling business until baseball season begins.
My My instinct when you said, should we have Bear Man on, was immediately no.
Because, in a word, no.
Because I was very dubious that he'd be good on the air. Now, if he is either A, good on the air, or B, if he's bad on the air, we can treat him like a hostile caller or something like that. Well, then, I mean, it could be kind of funny. And in fairness, I wanted to see if we could make some radio magic with Marlins Man, and it was awful. So who am I to...
The Marlins Man thing, though, yeah. When I asked you the question, do you think super fans are dorky or idiot? You know, yeah. I kind of lean in that direction, too. You know, if my sons grow up to be super fans, I will not carry that picture in my wallet.
Yeah, right, exactly. And so, listen, but again...
I'm not criticizing it. It's just not something that I think is good. You know, it's like,
thank you guys for mentioning Marlins Man once again. People forget that he was really bad.
He was awful.
Worst interview we did in 18?
Yeah.
Without a doubt.
I thought he had a bigger story about the Cubs and making him move around, and he didn't. And then he was just like, he was awful. It was awful. I'll point a thumb. Terrible job.
Know anything about the guy. I kind of let you do your thing that day. Well, we got the... The All Canada show's next weekend at Pheasant Valley. We can see if we can top that. I'll get one of my fishing buddies on. I'll bring Marlins Man to a... You'll start thinking much
higher. Catch Marlins Man.
Someone says, don't be a bag, Park, because you're not the greatest, brother, but have a great day. I'm not saying I'm the greatest. I'm saying, do you want to put a Bear Man on the radio? Let's take a vote. If it's majority rules, let's do it.
He's a
bear. We
gotta
test him out first.
Yeah.
You can't just vote.
Well, we have the air checks.
Okay,
we do have the air checks.
Vote
here.
Without hearing him.
Okay, you're right.
And full disclosure, as soon as Mac asked the question, should we have Bear Man on, and Parkin start shaking his head no vigorously, that's when I wanted him on the air the most.
Okay.
I was like, he's so against it, we gotta have this guy on.
I want him in the studio for like an hour.
Oh
yeah,
God.
That's the only
like,
way to
that's you
the only
don't
way
do
it.
Bear Man just over the phone. Like, Bear Man needs to be here and just have Danny have to sit next to him the entire time.
Okay.
I would hate to misrepresent Bear Man's best work. So, but we did find a couple of clips that Shep found on the old internet. It's kind of a blind Bear Man clip search. So maybe
yeah,
Shep
I hope it's
can...
okay by him. Hopefully it's new enough. Both of these are within the last couple of years on different documentaries and features that have been done by various different production companies on Bears, Crazy Tailgaters.
Okay.
This is about the origin of the bear outfit.
Oh, I can't wait.
I'm guessing it's because it's the Bears is the team that he likes.
Danny, spoiler.
The taxidermist here in Palatine and asked if he had any bear skin rugs. And actually had a nice one for a good price, but I was too embarrassed to say what actually I wanted to try to use it for.
What? Okay.
We need to know context and everything that goes
into the bear outfit. How did he get the bear outfit? Like, that's the context. He went to the taxidermist in Palatine, asked if he had a bear, essentially, that could turn into a rug that Bear Man turned into an outfit. And there you go. That's the origin of Bear Man costume.
Play it again.
I actually went to a taxidermist here in Palatine and asked if he had any bear skin rugs. And actually had a nice one for a good price, but I was too embarrassed to say what actually I wanted to try to use it for.
Well, if you're embarrassed...
He doesn't seem like a guy who has a lot of shame.
He's always in face paint and stuff, though.
For what would you be embarrassed? If you're going to the Ford Fan Hall of Fame, whatever it is, why would you be embarrassed at a taxidermist to say what you're doing with the hat? You know what I'm doing, sir? I'm going to the Ford Hall of Fans.
Yeah, we're a charter franchise. We don't need any sheepish fans out there.
Well, I mean, he didn't turn into a Hall of Fame fan when he first bought the costume. Like, this took years and years. I'm sure the origin of the costume, he wasn't at that Ford Hall of Fame level yet.
By the way, go to FordHallOfFans.com and vote for Don, like I just did. I might not love the idea of having him on, but go vote for Don.
Oh, Don's the guy?
Don's the guy. No, I'm not voting for the guy from
Detroit. I thought you immediately went and voted for another guy just on the strength of that one clip. I got one more clip. You know, maybe this is the better one. I didn't hear it. Shep, is this a better one?
It's a clip. Yes, Tanny, it is a clip.
It is a 13-second audio file on the Doug Plank jersey.
The costume, it was basically the bear head, face paint, Doug Plank jersey, and I always wear Doug Plank's jersey because it was just known as just a ferocious hitter. So, and he embodied, you know, the Bears' defense.
Let's give the website address, and if people want to vote for Bear Man, they should fire it away.
Ford Hall of Fans.
Yeah, give me a website.
Passing the buck. I like it.
I'm good.
You're good.
I'm good. No, I'll listen to more of it.
Don't put this evil all then on me, Texters. Now, I will also say this. Don't get me wrong. I still think there's humor in good bad. You guys know I like good bad. And we could just, like, Texter said, what about the Revenant? We could just ask him questions like, what did you think of the Revenant? You know, we could ask, you know, how sensitive are you to when the Bears lose? We could poke and prod around angle.
Yeah, all right. I'm willing to play with it.
Could he maul Eli in studio?
Yes. Right, there's a lot of
Bear Man's trying to eat me.
Simba, you deliberately disobeyed me.
Why is Bear Man coming after me, Teddy?
All right, so Mac, you're a no.
No, I'm open-minded to it.
You're open-minded to
it. I have a feeling.
You sure sound like it.
I am. Well, that's, you know, the dude, it's two sound bites. One of them's 13 seconds, one of them's 17. Maybe that's not indicative of how magical Bear Man is.
Again, I was worried about misrepresenting him, and I think that's what we've done today.
Yeah. I'll see what he sent me on Facebook, and I'll forward it to you guys over the weekend. Do you ever go on your Facebook? I'll forward it to you.
If
you ever go on there, I know
you
don't
condescend to go on
to Facebook, because all things Twitter for you.
I will say this. Whenever we get some sort of mascot in the building, I remember last summer, Benny the Bull was here. People went crazy. I remember on President's Day, they had a big Abe Lincoln head walking around downstairs in the lobby. People love that sort of stuff. So imagine Bear Man walking in with his big bear head. He's going to stop and take pictures. People will love it. They'll eat it up.
Okay. So you're a yes. Danny's
in studio,
Danny just wants a new profile picture on Twitter with him.
That's right. Although I do feel like even, you know, if the Bears, you know, the Bears have been eliminated, it's almost like putting your tree up after Christmas. It is kind of a bummer seeing them without the Bears playing.
We were going to do the pep rally that we were going to do before an NFC Championship game. Let's invite Bear Man. I'm all in. But, you know, have him talk about Cody Parkey.
I'm okay. We'll do it. I'll try it. Sure. You know, no one's going to die on the table. You know, pull the plug if it's absolutely terrible. And I don't know how bad it can be. I mean, what have we done today that's been so special? What's being submitted for a Marconi today?
Well, we want the show to be just we're dabbling. We're trying
anything,
throwing
right
against the wall, passing the time. Do we need super serious conversation on Brian Flores as the new head coach of the Miami?
I'm looking forward to the moment where Bearhead Man is sitting in there, like before the segment commercial break, and you are just kind of sitting there awkwardly together.
Small talk.
He walks in like Wani 10 minutes beforehand.
Right, coach.
Hey guys, how you going?
What about your day job, Don? How's that going?
I need to make a few corrections.
Oh, just a few?
Yeah, it's getting beaten up by my fellow fishermen. It's not Pheasant Valley. It's Pheasant Run, and the All-Canada show is happening.
Oh, I'm so embarrassed.
Pheasant, that's the region boy in me. Pheasant Valley's a golf course. I play in Crown Point near where Plesac grew up, right near his house. And the All-Canada show is this weekend, not next. They got too many damn shows. That's the problem. Every weekend for the next 4 weekends, I got Canadian friends and Wisconsinite friends coming in, and I can't remember what's what. Pheasant Run, thank you. All-Canada show this weekend. The All-Canada show.
Run down to the boat show. That's what you might want to join.
The boat show.
Let's do it.
Do we have the extended jingle of the boat show? They have taken it away from the commercial. And I think it's such a good one. Lawrence and I have shared a fondness for this for 20 plus years. Not 20 years. I've only known him 20. I love that jingle, the long form.
I mean, that's up there with Empire, isn't it? Like of the most Chicago.
Yeah, I would say so.
Or Luna.
Luna. Patrick loves Luna. He loves remembering numbers. Yeah. Sing it again.
That's his favorite?
Yeah.
What did Patrick say? You're biting your tongue
don't.
Here.
What did Patrick say to the piano player? Play it again.
Okay.
I tried to stop it.
You knew the joke that was coming.
Yeah,
didn't
I
you?
Know.
Yeah.
In tragedy, we find humor. It's not tragedy. It's not cancer. It's autism. Cancer is tragedy.
No question. Do you want to talk about the games this week?
Wait, are we doing Bear Man or what? I don't like any loose ends going into the weekend here.
We'll either continue discussing Bear Man or the divisional round coming up next.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
Chi-Town Shutdown Mob.
The previous segment was brought to you by Subway. Satisfy your steak-a-tite with Subway Restaurant's $3.99 6-inch steak and cheese. Hurry in this month only. January only at participating restaurants. Additional charge for extras plus applicable tax. No additional discounts or coupons may be applied. Mac, you love Bear Man. No. You had Shep put together these streaks.
Yes, sir.
In the divisional round of the playoffs. Some of them don't do much for me. I don't know if they do much for you, but just in the interest of time, like the Rams having not won a home playoff game in L.A. since January of 86. It's like, well, they haven't been there for a percent.
Correct.
You know,
right. Like, well, okay, you can throw it out then.
Well, no, but I'm just asking. But
they were in St. Louis for a good chunk of that time.
Right.
And won some games at home while playing in St. Louis.
But some of them, I think, are...
The Cowboys not advancing to an NFC championship game in more than 20 years is something that had escaped me. I know they haven't been to the big one, but just not even getting back to the NFC title game since their last Super Bowl appearance, which was early 96 following the 95 season,
yep,
when they whacked the Steelers. They haven't been to an NFC title game since then? Wow.
Yeah, it's been and they've held on to the America's team thing, and I know you and I...
They have not.
I know you disagree.
They were America's team when I was growing. They weren't America's team when you were growing up.
When I was a kid, they were.
People didn't like them.
Yeah, but it's a different... America's
what
team...
What does America's team connote? What does that mean?
Biggest fan base, highest ratings, most people who care. They won three Super Bowls in the 90s, and they...
I would say, and I don't think they were as revered as you're suggesting.
But it's not, to me, it's not about reverence. It's just about people having an opinion on them, positive or negative, just like the Yankees or Duke basketball.
Okay, then we have a different interpretation of what America's team is. I would say that, different sport, but Cubs have been America's team. They may not be now because they won it. But a team that a lot of people who otherwise wouldn't be rooting for are rooting for. Roger Staubach was nicknamed Captain America. People called him that because he was a clean guy.
He
played at the Naval Academy, and he lived his life in a righteous manner, they said. And the Cowboys, weren't dislikable in his era, other than the fact that they were always there, always winning. Then you start to hate them. The early 90s Cowboys were easy to dislike.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of arrogance and showboating and drugs and winning.
Right. I mean, I'm not saying dislike easy to dislike for you or me, but for America, yeah.
Yeah,
I loved hearing Michael Irvin talk about the White House.
Yeah, and I mean,
I'm not talking about the one on the Beltway.
Deion Sanders was one of my favorite players growing up. I loved Deion Sanders. Mm-hmm. I was just like, that guy's so cool and plays with so much attitude and swagger. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it was the type of thing where...
The Chiefs not winning at Arrowhead Stadium, allegedly the best home field advantage or in the team photo, since 93 or 94, following the 93 season?
Yeah, January of 94. The 93 and 4 season.
Pittsburgh beat him in that game, and I remember how Pittsburgh beat him in that game, and this speaks to why
No, the Chiefs, that was their last win.
Last win.
Was
okay,
over the Steelers.
They beat Pittsburgh, right.
Lost to the Oilers.
And when people say, why in the world how can you go to bat for a guy when you say he should be making $1 million a year as a coordinator? Because you get fired so easily. The Steelers had a punt blocked late in the game at Arrowhead in that game. And Bill Cowher fired his special teams coach because some goof doesn't block down and protect in the A-gap.
I didn't know that.
That's how fragile that industry is. That's why these guys earn every dollar they make.
Yeah, Joe Montana is the last quarterback to win a home playoff game for the Chiefs. They're 0-6 since. And then you add in the streak that the Colts bring into the game, which is that the Colts are 4-0 all-time against the Chiefs in the playoffs. So it's got Chiefs fans scared. And three of those four are heartbreaking, epic losses that Chiefs fans can recite, chapter and verse.
Mm-hmm.
Lynn Elliott missing three field goals in a single playoff game against the Colts. neither team punting, the no punt game in 03 when the Chiefs were 13-3, Trent Green against Peyton Manning, and Peyton won, I think it was 38-31, and then Andrew Luck coming back from down 38-10 in Indy.
A couple of other long-standing streaks. The San Diego Chargers.
L.A. Chargers.
L.A. Chargers, second time it's happened on the show today. Shep did it earlier. I'll do it until they move back to San Diego, which is where they should be anyway.
Agreed.
I love that city.
Especially
love that stadium. Nothing wrong with that stadium either. The traffic is wrong. They've only been to the Super Bowl once, and that was they got whacked by the 49ers. So, I, for sentimental reasons, they're, you know, okay if they win. The Chiefs, on the other hand, haven't been there. You know the last time the Kansas City Chiefs played in a Super Bowl, Danny Parkins?
It's got to be four, right? Or two.
How many years?
Not good at math.
49 years ago today.
Yeah, okay. Wow. The truncated happy birthday.
Yeah, I'm sick of Max 90s music song. I know, I'm pushing all that 90s music cracker down your throat.
No, that's fine.
Yeah, today is the anniversary of Super Bowl IV, so it's been a long, long time since Kansas City Chiefs have played in a game that had Roman numerals on it, and that was the last game before the merger.
And see, you know, I do, and yeah, sure, I'm rooting for the Chiefs. Just know so many people in and around the organization and teams and my mom's family that are lifelong fans. But I also think the game is fascinating.
Mm-hmm.
I think the Colts are the hottest six seed that I can remember, having won 10 of 11, and they got Andrew Luck. But betting against Pat Mahomes is scary. Like, I know it's his first playoff game, but that's the MVP. That's 5,000 yards, 50 touchdowns. I will be floored if it's too big for the moment for that guy off this season. Like, when Shep, when you put together that list of guys who had bad first playoff games, none of them had bad first playoff games coming off of MVP seasons, right? It's like, it's early Russell Wilson. It's early Phillip Rivers. It's early Tom Brady. None of those guys who had the bad first playoff games, it's when they're early in their career. This is Pat Mahomes early in his career, who's been arguably the best player in the damn sport.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember like Peyton Manning specifics of if Peyton Manning was not necessarily winning an MVP, but when they got to the playoffs, he was playing at a pretty high level fairly quickly in there. But yeah, you're right. The ones of active quarterbacks, at least, like Roethlisberger. His team's won a ton of games, but Roethlisberger's a hell of a lot different quarterback now than he was in his first year or two also. Just because they were winning 15 games doesn't mean he was playing at like an elite level.
Yeah, it's just hard for me to put him in the camp of those other guys, not because he's incapable of having a bad game. Of course he is. It's just it's the MVP of the league. I'll be floored if the moment feels too big for him.
I think he'll do fine. I expect a nice day tomorrow from Patrick Mahomes. I don't know if he's going to win, but I don't expect him to have a case of the Mitches in the first half. How do you like that?
Exactly. I don't either. And Phillip Rivers 0-7 all time against Tom Brady.
He hasn't been able to do anything against the Patriots, and the numbers are really, really there's a big chasm between them. I think Rivers has thrown 7 touchdowns with 10 or 11 interceptions against the Patriots, and Brady's a flip of that. The quarterback rating is a flip, but there is something about this Chargers team this year that seems I don't like to use Team of Destiny, so I won't, but they seem like they are, if a team is going to go on the road in back-to-back weekends and win playoff games across the country, that's the team that's going to do it. They're 8-1 on the road this year going into this weekend,
and the Patriots have 8 straight home playoff wins.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Streaks are meant to be broken. I don't trust the Patriots not to be the Patriots. I as much as I'm wanting the Chargers to knock them out, I have a tough time betting against Belichick and Brady in a divisional round. You know, I had a tough time betting against them last year.
I get it, and obviously that is earned and deserved. It's just. All year, it hasn't felt like Gronk hasn't been dominant. Josh Gordon didn't work out. Edelman, their best player, but I mean, a guy that even if he's going to get the 8 or 9 catches, you know he's not getting 150 yards. Mm-hmm. So you know what Julian Edelman does to you. Yeah, their running game is better than it's been with White and Michelle out of the backfield, but Brady's been battling the knee injury and has looked 41. It's just they don't seem scary.
Nothing about them seems scary other than reputation.
They sort of regrouped a little bit late in the season after a shaky midway to, you know, the three-quarter, you know, mark. I don't think Brady's going to suck. I have no clue. More than the other three. That is the one that I'm least comfortable making a move on, Chargers and Patriots. And I know, and this doesn't happen with me too often, I'm emotionally attached to that game too. I want to see Rivers getting a chance to go to a Super Bowl. I want to see Chargers and Chiefs next weekend. I've seen the Patriots enough. I have a ton of respect for what they've accomplished. If you don't, you're an idiot. You don't have to like them, but what they've done the last 15, 17 years is just unprecedented in a modern NFL. And I have nothing but great regard for what they've done. But I'm done with them. I'm ready to see them go away and let somebody else start something. Maybe it's the Chiefs. Maybe it's Philip Rivers at the age of 37.
Yeah, and I'm normally not like that with dynasties and greatness because I love watching the best. It doesn't feel like they're the best. And they would not have gotten a bye if the NFL playoffs reseeded, right? Like the Chargers had the second best record, but they were in the AFC West behind the Chiefs. So like, I've always thought that there should be the NFL playoffs should reseed. If you win your division,
I agree.
You should be guaranteed to make the playoffs, but you should not be guaranteed a home game in the playoffs.
I would agree with that.
For winning your division. Mm-hmm. And so if it was that system where it was truly just best record, the Chiefs would have been the one seed, the Chargers would have been the two seed, and the Patriots would have been playing last weekend. Mm-hmm. So they're riding a lot on reputation and playing at home, which are obviously two big factors. It's just I don't think they're the better team.
Yeah. Are we good on this list? We got more? I know that you said the list didn't knock you out.
Well,
so.
No. Most of I'm saying some of them, like the Rams one or like Eagles.
Well, the Rams were skewed because they moved cities, right?
Yeah, like Eagles 4 straight postseason wins. It's okay. We saw that last year. We just saw this team.
Mm-hmm.
I don't, you know, it's been different quarterbacks and all of that. But no, the ones that knocked me out, we did. I mean, it's this, okay. The Saints also have not lost a home playoff game since 1993. That's fairly remarkable.
Let's get to Colts and Chiefs and do it Good Morning Football style from just a day or two ago.
Okay.
I meant to get to this earlier in the week. And one thing I really like about Kyle Brandt, the local boy, is he has such a fondness, as we do, for movies and music. And he asked the question the other day. I wonder why he would ask a question like this. Which movie from 1993 reminds you of a playoff game this weekend? Because he had an angle on the Colts and Chiefs. And in the spirit of our intrepid Bears reporter, Mark Grody, you are going to absolutely be dazzled by the film he chose.
January 3rd, 1993 was the last Saints home playoff loss. 1993. So I'm going to look and say, what motion picture that came out in 1993, which was a hell of a year, sums up whatever game I get? 1993, okay. Colts and the Chiefs, because I look at this as a classic mano a mano, Mahomes versus Luck. And I'm looking at The Fugitive. It's one of my favorite movies ever.
Great.
And I think Andrew Luck is a Dr. Richard Kimball. I'm talking about a very wealthy bearded man who in the scene at the end of the movie walks into the ballroom and he looks at him and says, "You almost got away with it too, didn't you? You falsified your research so Devlin McGregor could bring you Provasic. He switched the samples. Did you kill Lentz too?" And Mahomes is like, "Richard, I'm in the middle of this speech." And he crashes the whole party. At the end of it, it is a 2.5-hour mano a mano match. I think this game is going to be a shootout.
Yeah.
I really do. I like the Colts defense. I like the Chiefs pass rush. I like these quarterbacks so much more. I'm talking about every outhouse, henhouse, doghouse in the Kansas City area. Your fugitive's name is Mr. Andrew Luck.
I enjoyed that. That's good. His Dr. Nichols is very, very good to him. And he did the body thing that to him. He's like, the hands are up. I'm in the middle of this speech. It was really, really
Richard,
funny.
I'm in the middle of this speech.
Kyle Brandt, I know Mark Grody, and you, sir, are no Mark Grody.
Yeah, Grody's got it. Grody's got it. But that
Richard, I'm in the middle of this speech.
That's fantastic.
I'm sorry, I'm in the middle of this speech.
I mean, it's like it's real.
Ladies and gentlemen, my friend Richard Kimball doesn't feel well.
Richard, I'm in the middle of this speech.
He does these impersonations. I swear, you would think it was the real people.
Oh, God, is that good. The Fugitive with the game. Well, we could cast all the other games as movies if you'd like. So, I mean, that's, if we could do that, yeah, Andrew Luck has a beard. He had a beard, and okay, we're
right. I don't even get. I think he just wanted to do the impersonations and mention his favorite move, one of his favorite movies from
1993. Yeah,
but it was very entertaining. I enjoy that show. I'll miss it when it's gone.
So the Cowboys haven't been to the NFC title game since 1995. We can do 1995 movies and just come up and
okay.
I'm just saying it's
Tommy Boy 95. Was it not?
I don't know. Movies that come up when I do films 1995, Seven, Toy Story, GoldenEye, Braveheart, Bad Boys, and Apollo 13.
That'd be a real heist for the boys to go into L.A. and win that game. Like the movie Heat, I think, was 95 as well.
There you go.
Goodness, yeah. I watched Heat a couple of weeks ago. I got a refresher on Heat. Yeah, it didn't work out so well for the fellows at the end.
I think it's going to be like the Cowboys, yeah.
There it is.
It's going to be Dak Prescott's going to beat Dennis Haysbert with his... Just stop. There's blood all over the steering wheel. Serrano, not looking so good.
This is one of my favorite shows and simultaneously one of the dumbest shows that we've ever done. I've loved it.
Get used to it.
Oh, I hope so. Bottom of the hour was brought to you by the Chicago Wolves. The Chicago Wolves are the highest scoring team in the AHL and boast a combined 20 international hockey medals for the 25th anniversary. Enjoy free parking courtesy of Kia. High scoring winning hockey and free parking. Chicago Wolves, last team standing. Shot at $1,000 coming up on the score.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
This is basically the way I would describe this fridge here.
Fridge was described as a train sound effect.
Get it, but
whatever.
Slap some ass with me, Pete Farndon, RIP.
Why does it take so long to get to, like, so much of that is just amazing.
Slapping the bass?
The train.
Oh, I don't know.
I'm just like, this is what it sounds like. Ding, 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 ding. And it's like, all right, something's going to happen. Oh, there's a train in the distance. Okay, we're going to wait 10 more seconds for the train to get here. Oh, and then there's going to be this smallest sounding collision ever.
I don't know.
It doesn't even sound like a collision to me.
Yeah, it's a cup.
Right, I know it's a coffee cup, but it sounds like somebody dropped and broke a beer bottle.
Yeah, that's...
This is basically the way I would describe this fridge here.
That makes no sense.
None of it makes sense. It doesn't mean I don't love it.
Movie quote guy is just crushing us with his favorite Heat quotes today. He's got like six of them. Because she's got a great...
You got your head all the way up in it.
All the way up it. Don't waste my time. Pacino shouts more in that film than anything he's ever done.
Which is saying something.
I know.
It's time for your chance to win $1,000 in cash on the score. This hour's keyword is relax. Text RELAX.
Spell it, Aaron Rodgers.
RELAX to 72881 by the end of the hour. Again, the keyword is RELAX to 72881. One randomly selected nationwide entrant from this hour will win. Please do not text and drive. Message and data rates may apply. Lawrence is coming up at 7. Bears All Access coming up next, so no transition.
Oh, there is news. This is the first Bears public offering since Sunday night, right? This is Bears produced. I assume it's fresh, right?
I hope so.
It would be silly to play something that was before the Eagles game.
They're previewing the Eagles game. It might be a problem.
I want the audience to understand this is not our show. This is the Bears' show. Bears All Access. That's produced by the Bears. And they have complete reign over that. So it's not one of our shows. This is their first public statement coming up in 10 minutes. Where will Jeff Joniak go?
Head on down to the Bears show.
Shep, knocking it out of the park. Updating the results of my Twitter poll today. How do you feel about the incessant Cody Parkey conversation? Can't get enough of it was an option. Want to turn away but can't was an option. Punching the button was an option, and it is running away and hiding. 84% of those who voted, and there's more than 700 voters. 17 hours of poll time left. 14% say I want to turn away but can't. Only 3% say I can't get enough.
I can't imagine anyone who can't get enough Cody Parkey. Hey, remember that really painful way that the Bears season ended? Because their worst player did what he did all season. Remember that?
What sorry person just wants to sit by the radio all day and hope this little...
A masochist.
Little kicker. Beat him up. Crush him. Hammer him.
I saw it hit the upright.
Smash
him. Hit the crossbar. And I'm like, sure, surely it'll go in.
Such a weird decision. It doesn't make me mad. It just confuses me. You know, we talk about PR strategy sometimes. It's like, who's advising you? Why? You're not going to get an endorsement dollar. You already told us that you don't feel badly about it, that you've moved on. Football's not your whole life. I don't get it. I don't understand.
I don't either. I don't understand. I don't know why the Bears did not try to strongly discourage him from doing that. He likely will not be their employee for a whole lot longer. I think that's everybody's suspicion. It would be cruel and unusual to ask him to come back and wear that same uniform next year. But if any position in sports deserves cruel and unusual, it's a kicker. So count me in the 3%.
No, stop.
No, you do not. No. Well, I was a victim of being in the car for a long time today, too. I mean, when you're, because, you know, we who do this, we recognize the audience is recycling constantly. So you're going to do the same things over and over and over again. So I get that. But I was pretty full of Cody Parkey conversation when I got downtown today. I was full.
Yeah. It's.
And then we get to do it on our show.
Well, we don't. Again, we didn't play it. It was minimal.
Okay with it. It's in the news. I mean, it's just. Yeah. It's just. I don't know what much left is.
That'll do it.
Left to be said. A texter a little while ago goes, God, you guys are on a long time. He's out running errands. He's been doing things all day. Yeah, that's how I felt when I listened to Boris and Bernstein. You know, I'm doing the midday show. Go home, take a nap, get up, do something. Go get Patrick. They're still talking. Yeah, 5 hours is not a short flight, kids.
That is no joke, man. I got 4 hours Sunday night, and I think at least an hour of it is going to be airing here on The Score. You check it out, CBS Sports Radio, because, you know, 25 hours a week, Mac, for me, not enough. But fun week, man.
It has been a terrific week. I've really enjoyed it. I've been in a great mood today, all week, really. I think we need to pay some attention this weekend if we can. I'll take a shift, too. Don't know when, but we need to sample Bulls radio right here on The Score so we can get Swirsky involved in the offense next week.
Okay. I'm sure we can make that happen.
The Bulls at Golden State, Northern California, Billy, where the girls are warm. Keep on rocking me, baby. My favorite reference of Northern Californian song.
Warriors and Jazz, back-to-back nights.
How about that?
For the beloved Bull.
See, I thought it was salsa.
Salsa. Salsa. How's the Mexican food?
I almost choked on the sauce. Bill was there. Oh. You were at the table.
Sauce.
Sauce.
Is the sauce good in Utah?
We got to figure out, are we all in on True Detective premiering on Sunday night as a show?
Oh, God, yeah. That's this Sunday already?
I believe so, yeah.
Ho, ho, ho. Sign me up.
I might not be able to watch it till Monday. With the football and the national shows.
Yeah,
just
understood.
FYI.
Thank you for the reminder, Tanny.
But I will 100% be watching it.
Phew.
Man, can't believe it's already back. That's nice.
Parco, can I borrow your HBO account then?
Yeah, sure. Of course.
All right, I'm in.
Okay, cool. The Xfinity app. Boom. Stream it. No problem. Give you the password. Not an issue. I'm sure they don't have a problem with me saying that. Bears All Access coming up. Greg Cosell and
Olin Krutz. And maybe Bear Man next week.
Yeah, we were at least talking about having Bear Man on the show. Nick Szepkowski, our executive producer. Fantastic work as always. Chris Tannehill as well. Best in the business. It's Dan McNeil. I'm Danny Parkins. This segment brought to you by the Chicago Wolves. The Wolves are the highest scoring team in the AHL and boast a combined 20 international hockey medals. For the 25th anniversary, enjoy free parking courtesy of Kia. High scoring, winning hockey, and free parking. Chicago Wolves, last team standing. Enjoy the games, man.
You too, bud.
You got to make some money for that show pot, all right?
You bet.
You got to go to Orlando. We're McNeil and Parkins. This is The Score.
All right, guys. I've got a lot of things to do today. Talk to you next week.